Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of October 5th, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual
news. Yes, the actual factual news team is back again to talk here in October, and very excited to have with us a man who I think does enjoy the spooky season a little bit. Of course, he is Pickleball's top influencer and a great guy. Here is Tyson Apostle.
Whoop whoop. Yeah, I'm glad you put Pickleball's greatest influencer above being a great guy, because that's obviously more important to be number one in pickleball.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here. We got some great stories, and I'm glad that you guys could adjust your schedules. I mean, Danny is just by himself on vacation still.
Yeah. Still vacationing by himself.
So that's cool.
You guys don't do that.
I'm gonna need to start. I mean, yeah.
You meet up with strangers and slap pickleballs around. So
I do, but I don't ever go by myself, and it's usually part.
You've never traveled to these pickleball tournaments by yourself?
I don't go to pickleball tournaments.
You went to Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
You go to San Diego.
I did travel there by myself. You're right. But that's work and pleasure. It's not
so
just
this.
Pleasure.
Tell work and pleasure. It's YouTube and awesome bro time.
Yeah,
well,
that's what this is for me.
That's what this is for
us. This is my vacation, talking to Tyson and Danny.
Bro time doesn't, Danny, alone time does not constitute bro time. Bro time is with other dudes.
The biggest bro of all, myself.
Oh.
Okay.
So you're going to say God.
Jesus.
Tyson, you came up at my house this morning.
Good.
That Dominic and Anthony were playing Guess Who, and then Dominic said, "Dad, this guy looks just like Tyson."
I've heard that a few times.
Yes, and I said, "Well, let's make a video and let's send it to Tyson," and he's like, "No, he'll get mad." I said, "No, he won't get mad." He's like, "Yes, he will. He's not gonna like it." Like, no, I think he'll like it. Yeah,
that's funny.
I asked him before. I was like, "Here, you want to tell Tyson something?" He's like, "No, I can't." So
who was that? That was Anthony or Dominic?
Dominic.
Dominic had a birthday this week, right?
Yes, he was his birthday on Wednesday. By the way, if you have to guess who, I believe the guy's name was David.
I have an older version of guess.
Yeah, if you have the older version of David, I Googled him. Yeah, that he's sort of like a little bit of a more of a heavy set guy with a beard. But no, I think Danny got a glow up for the new Guess Who.
Yeah. So I need to get the new Guess
David,
Who.
David got a glow up.
Yeah. David did. It sounds like things are finally working out for me.
Yeah. Of course, the man who is on vacation by himself for now, coming in from Switzerland, it's Danny Bryson.
For 2 days, I had Christoph was here.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he climbed Blanc with me, Mont Blanc. And then he went home.
Oh, you didn't tell us that, probably because you didn't want to hurt our feelings by not inviting us.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm so sorry, guys. Should I have invited you? Would that have been the nice thing to do?
I mean, probably. I just assumed that your family had a no friends rule at your house.
Oh, yeah, there's a no friends rule here.
Yeah.
That's why we met up in Chamonix.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we spent time in these huts.
Oh, so your parents, they let you stay at the house, but they say, okay, there's only one rule, Daniel. No parties at the Swiss house.
Yep.
At any of the houses.
And the reason is because they have 11 kids and it could just spiral out of control. Too many kids, too many friends. Next thing they know, there's like smash windows, poos on the carpet. I mean, it could just get out of hand.
How many kids have been to that house in your family?
Maybe half.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I guess that will make sense. I was going to guess that only you had been there ever.
No, I've definitely been here the most. I tried to set up the camera so you guys could see the mountains, but
yeah, it looks beautiful.
Due to exposure reasons, you can't really see it, but it's an awesome place. Next time, guys. Next time.
Okay.
I mean, I lived there for two years.
From Switzerland.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
Does that count as a party? Does that count as a party? Would your parents let us do it?
They'd let us do it, but not at their house.
Yeah, that's right.
We have to rent a venue.
There's a hotel kind of nearby me. You guys could stay there. And then come over here when we have to do the broadcast.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah.
That's good. All right. Danny, any other great stories from Switzerland?
Yeah, you climbed Mount Blanc with Christoph, and I guess his name makes sense in Europe. So
yeah, so
he's big of an asshole.
He only came over here. He wasn't going to join me to climb. Mm-hmm. I think he was nervous fitness wise. And then I said, hey, look, they have these huts on Mont Blanc that are they're fully furnished. They have hot meals and beds and all this stuff. And he said, oh, okay, I'll come. Only if we can stay at one of the huts, because he didn't want to start hiking from the valley floor like I wanted to, right? So then he flies all the way over here. And on his way over here, he texts me, did you know that all the huts are closed? And I said, well, no, because I wasn't planning on doing the huts and I hadn't done any research. So he shows up, we buy camping gear because now we think that there's only going to be this stone hut that's open. Okay. And we go up to this hut that we assume will be open, and it's locked. So we're just standing there, bottom of Mont Blanc, just wondering what to do. And this Frenchman in broken English tells us, well, if you go a little higher up, there is an open shelter. So we go a little further up and it's open. But the downside is there's 16 people sleeping in a bunk room that is the size of I don't even have to maybe 30 by 20. It's tiny. And you're sleeping four up, four down, four up, four down across the way with complete strangers snoring, farting. It was awful. So after
sounds
about
romantic.
After about 3 hours, I can't, I have COVID nose and I could sense the muskiness, not even the smell, just the thickness of the air coming through my nostrils. And it just became too much. So
what'd you do? You left in the middle of the night?
I left. I just sat there out in the the room right before outside. And then eventually Christoph showed up. I said, dude, let's just go. This sucks so bad. So then we started hiking Wonk. But it's too early. So we were going too fast. It was too early. So we go up another 2,000 feet and we're like, oh my gosh, the sun's not going to be up for 4 hours. So we go into another hut.
You were hiking in the dark?
In the dark. And then we go into this other hut. It's filled with the same thing. Humidity, stink. It's just disgusting.
Sweaty hikers.
Do you think it's the same? Do you think it's the same people that somehow beat you to?
No, we had left our people, right? We had just bumped into a new group of people higher up the mountain. So we sat there for a couple hours, an hour, hour and a half. We're like, okay, let's go. Now we have this time. Right? So we hike up in the dark, hiking through the glacier field, and it's still too dark. And they have one last hut right before you get to the summit, about 1,500 feet below. And we go into that hut and it's got this real war refugee vibe, people wrapped up in blankets, half asleep against the metal walls. It was just this real depressing vibe. And we sat there for about an hour and then it came up and then we climbed to the top and then went back down. It was a very long 24 hours.
Were you the only ones at the top when you got there?
We were one of the first. There were a lot of people behind us. I would say we were probably the fourth or fifth.
Yeah, okay, well, because you started from before the sun even came up. You're like, early bird gets the worm, losers.
That wasn't it. The smell.
Not in guys, hiking.
I can't even tell you. Like, I could smell the smell of that first hut. It through my ears, in my pores, my eyes were absorbing the stench. Mm-hmm. It was full body, the whole experience. So,
wow, that sounds French cool. And was Christoph pretty excited that he came out for that?
I think so. Yeah, he. I thought he was going to die the last 1,500 feet. He was going so slow and breathing so hard, and it was taking all of my patience.
Well, maybe if you let him sleep, Danny.
Yeah, let him sleep.
He slept longer. He slept for 3 hours in the first hut. I laid awake and maybe slept 20 minutes. But okay. He slept for a solid 3 hours, so he should have been more rested. But he was just crawling along at 15,000 feet. It was driving me insane.
And then there's an elevator back down, or how do you get back down?
No, you have to walk all 11,000 feet back down.
Wow. To the valley floor.
To just above the valley floor. So that probably took 5 years off my knees.
Okay.
So back.
You're back. Would you do it again?
I would do it again by myself from the valley floor with half the gear.
Okay, you took too much
in no time.
How many miles was it?
You know, my watch said 18. So 18 miles, 11,000 feet of climbing, and you go up to 15,700 feet.
Is there any dangerous parts where you need a partner?
You know what? Yes, but there were lots of bros going solo. Maybe they had nothing to live for. They're like, it does not matter to me. And like, they don't care if they fall. I had stepped over several crevasses, right? Mm-hmm. A big icy tomb. For those not roped up, but maybe when I get a little older,
you'll be a little more risky.
I'll be a little bit more risky.
Yeah.
Right around the time I start to start thinking that maybe one of those ED ads might be from a misunderstood mad scientist.
Let me just shout out one of our listeners, the great Karen from Canada, who's a big News AF listener. She tweeted this week, thanks, Rob Sestrino, Tyson Apostle, and vascular Danny Bryson for getting me through my dental appointment yesterday. This recent News AF episode, as strong and great as always, the Bolt Hole song helped especially. So shout out to Karen and anybody who is getting dentistry done while listening to this podcast.
Do you think that song soothes you and relaxes you and allows the dentist to get in there with the drills and the pricks and stuff like that?
The drills and the pricks?
You know, the pricks from the shots.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe that.
Yeah.
Wasn't like an anti-dentist joke.
No, not at all.
You've been to a dentist before.
Yeah, you go like this. And you shake your cheek and you put the needle in there. Yeah.
Okay.
And you feel a little pin prick.
Maybe, but what if you are laughing and he yanks the wrong tooth?
Oh, good point. It could be dangerous. I mean, you got that thing in your mouth.
Give you
anyway.
Laughing gas.
That's true.
And maybe that's why she liked it so much.
Yeah, she likes
this podcast is like a natural laughing gas.
I guess so. I like the idea of wearing headphones in the dentist's office because the dentist is always like,
"Oh, I would love it.
What are you up to right now?" And you're like, "Yeah, I have 15 things in my mouth. I can't talk."
What makes you think now is the time to talk to me?
Yeah. Stop asking me questions and just get finished with this thing.
Yeah, and or even worse is that they're talking and it's like you're at the dentist's podcast.
Yeah. The dentist podcast, but like he's so, a professional dentist. You
know, nice weather. I mean, it's. I mean, it's a little chilly. You know, I was gonna go to the shore, but you know,
I wouldn't mind it if the dentist had like a bit. You know, like a 30-minute recovery routine. He'd work on.
They all.
Mine
do.
Doesn't. Mine doesn't have a. I wish he did. He's very professional.
Oh, he is so. Mine and our, I mean, I have some good dentists, but I have some that have been like, I wanted to put this new thing in my backyard. I couldn't do it. So I had to get this. And then, you know, I'm like, why am I the victim of what's happening here? You know? So,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I see some people that even have like TVs in the dentist. I'm like, what kind of insurance do you have to have for that?
We have TVs in ours on the ceiling, and they're like, "Do you want to watch something?" I was like, "Yes. I watch Netflix all day long. I don't want to watch anything right now. Thank you."
Yeah. So, all right. Oh, you pass on the Netflix, Tyson.
I pass on it.
You'd rather hear the dentist?
I'd rather hear what's happening in my mouth.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's talk about some of the top stories at this hour. Okay. It is Halloween season. Sure. Danny, are you in the spirit yet?
I ordered a ton of pumpkin spice in all forms. So pumpkin spice lotion, pumpkin spice drinks, pumpkin spice eye drops, pumpkin spice butt butter, pumpkin spice deodorant, body butter, you know, just like pumpkin spice everything. Just got my pumpkin spice out of the way because I already know that it's going to be, that's going to be all my ads are for pumpkin spice. Gum pump. Yeah. So I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. I'm easing into it.
Yeah. Danny, do you like the pumpkin spice stuff or you don't care for it?
You know what? It doesn't bother me. And by the way, when I said butt butter, I meant to say body butter, which is body a runner's, butter. Which is something that runners put on their body to avoid shaving. And
and you get it because of your quads, especially in
On really long runs. And actually, if it smelled like pumpkin spice, I would like that to the. It, right now, it smells like medicine. I would prefer.
Hostels that you visited, what if somebody had lit a pumpkin spice candle?
Oh my God. It would have been nice. So much better. Oh my gosh. I should have brought one. Like, hey guys, I brought a candle for all of us to enjoy.
All right. Well, so we have talked quite a bit on this podcast. I'm sure we've all experienced interruptions in the supply chain due to COVID shortages and all sorts of other problems. But in Northern Ireland, there's actually a big problem. And this is more of maybe a hiring issue, because in Northern Ireland, the circuses are really having a shortage in clowns.
So I'm guessing that there must be a lag in it seems like we got rid of circuses and now they're slowly, you know, everyone's getting rid of them. Or are they huge in Ireland?
They're huge. He said a shortage in circuses. You know how small Ireland is. They have multiple circuses, apparently, because circus was pluralized in this message. And they have a shortage of clowns. I mean, if you are in Ireland with a population of, let's say 2 million. I don't know how many people live in Ireland.
Yeah.
And then you have 19 traveling circuses that each have... I don't know, 700 employees, and each hire try to find 100 clowns per capita. That's a hard, that's a hard ticket to fill.
Can you import clowns? Is that like essential travel?
Could. You used to be able to, but now I think it's harder with COVID restrictions to import these clowns.
Well, Tyson, do you think the issue is that during the pandemic, all the clowns went to go work virtually? And now that it's like, hey, let's get the show back on the road. The show must go on. All right. Time to get back to the circus. And the clown's like, whoa. We like working from home. We don't want to be back in the office.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, it is nice to work from home.
What kind of remote work could a clown do? Like, you do tricks.
Birthday parties.
Balloons. The balloons are only cool if you get to be there and get the balloon handed to you.
I'm thinking that the clowns are more of like an OnlyFans type thing where you not necessarily in a sexual way, but like, okay, you get on my OnlyFans, you tell me what you want the clown to do, and then he like blows like a balloon wiener dog
that
or whatever.
Would be a scary OnlyFans. He just mimes.
You would subscribe. Yeah.
I would like to know, someone else do the research, if there are clowns on OnlyFans. And I want to know what they do.
I don't even know.
I'm curious if that's a niche that made it.
If there's not, if there is not, I feel like it is a treasure trove.
Golden opportunity.
Golden opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to
text. Next time we have this show, Tyson will suspiciously be wiping white paint off of his face, but he won't tell us what it was. He's like, hey guys, I was running a little late.
Yeah. Yeah. So as of right now, it's been very hard for them to get enough clowns to run the circus. They've been reaching out to people at home who feel like they could give it a go. So if you are somebody who has always aspired to be a clown, this could be your chance.
So hold up.
Yeah,
they're not even requiring these guys to go to clown college anymore.
No, you guys, you could skip college. And you don't have all of that student loan debt from clown college.
Yeah.
Clown college probably right. $25,000 a semester. Like the degree is more expensive than in an NYU.
Easy. Yeah.
So I feel like every year or maybe year and a half, we talk about clowns and we're slowly discussing over these past 5 years, the decline of clowns.
Good.
How much longer until clowns completely disappear?
No, they'll be on the rebound, dude. There'll be some nostalgia that pops with everybody, and then clowns will be.
Who likes clowns?
It's you guys know
anyone
cool
personally
to like,
who likes
it's
them?
Not cool to like clowns right now, Danny.
I've never looked at a clown and thought, oh, geez, I like
no. you're right, Tyson. I feel like that the clown emoji is like the worst thing you could be.
Yeah, it's true. And that's what I'm saying is that clowns will have their day again.
You think so?
I think they're done.
My prediction.
I think they're headed out the door.
You know, you think
dinosaurs.
Listen. Yeah, but listen. People are still dressing up as dinosaurs for Halloween and stuff, and people celebrate dinosaurs.
Let me be clear.
Every day.
I think professional clowns will disappear. The whole clown image will hang out for a while in costume world, and then slowly we'll forget that clowns even exist. 200 years from now, people will look at pictures of people covered in paint and be like, what the hell were these guys doing?
No, but then
what's wrong with this guy?
This is my prediction. 55 years from now, impossible to hire a clown for anything. Nobody wants a clown. Okay. 50 years from now, everybody hiring a clown as a joke at every single party you show up to and you're like, oh my gosh, what's that? A clown? I haven't even thought about clowns for 30 years. This is crazy. That's such a good idea. So funny. I'm going to do that at my next thing. And they're going to notice a huge resurgence. So you clowns keep on doing what you're doing. And in 50-ish years
so
time,
old. They'll be so old.
In 50-ish years time, you'll get your day.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the worst part. You know what? Sasquatches are going up. Remember the story about Sasquatch parties?
Sure.
Sasquatches are filling the void left by the clowns.
Clowns will be back.
Who will fill the clown void?
You think so? Okay. All right. Yeah. If you're interested in becoming a clown, and again, I don't know if this is only an Ireland problem or if this is if there is a global clown shortage right now.
I mean, Ireland is probably a microcosm of the entire world. So I'd assume that there is.
I saw helicopter footage of all these clowns on boats just off of the LA shore. Just waiting
trying to get back
in.
Into that. Trying to get.
So I'm assuming that once we figure out the supply chain, that the market will be flooded with clowns ready to entertain and twist balloons.
They're ready. They're ready to come back.
Wow. Well, yeah. Good luck out there, clowns. And if you do move to Ireland specifically to become a clown, we'd like to hear about it.
Okay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So let's talk about not from Ireland necessarily, but maybe some news of, you know, from the UK. Of course, James Bond, world famous spy. Danny, are you a big Bond guy?
No. Never been.
No, I never thought James you were.
Bond. Danny's seen every James Bond movie.
Not true at all. Tyson making Danny facts. I've seen maybe from Pierce Brosnan on.
Okay. So you don't like the old stuff?
Yeah, I don't like the old stuff. I don't even like the new stuff. I didn't like the Pierce Brosnan ones. And then they just turned him James Bond into Bourne Identity, basically.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that James Bond came first?
Well, I know it came first. It had a different style. And then around Bourne, they became like shootouts and car chases and just like fast cuts. And I don't know. It's okay, but it doesn't get me excited. Mm. So especially when they've been talking about it for 2 years now.
Even though you're named after the actor who plays James Bond.
Yeah.
That's right. Before he was famous, my parents knew. Like, oh, there's nobody in England. Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They should have named you Craig, maybe.
Why?
I mean, that's that goes by his last name. Craig. Daniel Craig.
Well, Craig is my dad's name.
So
you don't want to
Craig
do that.
Craig is his middle name.
Wait, yeah.
That's his middle name. So, yeah. He's named after a clown. His first
so
name
Danny's real middle name is Craig.
Yes. All right. Well, this is the last Bond film for Daniel Craig, which, of course, is going to be a new era in the Bond franchise. Mm-hmm. But it's the end of an era for a gentleman who lives in England, who works as a professional Daniel Craig Bond impersonator. Here is Steve Wright. And he's worked as a 007 doppelganger. Using the word loosely, for a decade.
Yeah, this is crazy. I think
not at all.
The person, Jesse Whitehead, who posted this in the Facebook group said there's about a 50-50 shot this guy's going to look more like the new James Bond than he does Daniel Craig.
Yeah, this
is hilarious.
This is not a look-alike. Not at
I'll
all.
Tell you.
Oh my gosh.
People hire this guy and somebody, do you think there's ever anybody who's like, oh my God, it's Daniel Craig's at this party. Guys, 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 guys. Like, has that ever happened to him?
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
It's roll up to the top. It must have been a slow news day at the, can you show me the top?
Daily Times.
Time. It was a slow weekend news day. They had one guy who's an impersonator, and they're like, you know what, just go interview this guy. It's all we've got. Because he doesn't look at all like Daniel Craig. Not even close. I wouldn't even mistake him from any angle to be Daniel Craig.
Are we getting punked?
All right. Well, all right, let's talk about if you want to rent the Daniel Craig Bond impersonator. Okay, so this article has his rate.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, what do you think the rate is here?
So what does he do per day or per hour?
This is for a 2-hour mix and mingle. I'm sure he's going to want to be served a martini. I don't think he comes with that, shaken, not stirred.
400 pounds.
400 pounds.
For 2 hours? Nah.
I'm going high.
I'm going low. He doesn't look like Daniel Craig. 150
Not
pounds.
At all.
Okay. So Danny is closer. His rate is actually 577 pounds, which is roughly $781. And then on top of that, you have to pay his travel fees.
Has anybody ever hired him?
Yeah, that's the more important question. We can all have fees.
Tyson, yeah, we can all list rates.
Yeah.
My 2 hour rate is $75 trillion.
Yeah.
Like, you can list a rate willy nilly, but has anyone ever hired him? Has anyone ever paid that?
Yeah, well, apparently, so he has work this weekend doing the opening at cinemas. And then he's doing a private showing for a company. Won't say which one.
What does that mean?
And he has a vodka advert coming up at a major supermarket, but he can't say which one.
That won't happen. I don't know what they're expecting him to do. Like, what does he do? Where he shows up and drinks?
Where?
Like, he's invited to this corporate gig.
Yes.
What is he expected to do? Drink?
Yeah. He goes in as character.
Disappoint people? That's his job, is just to disappoint people.
No, he goes in and he's like, hey, I'm 007. And he does his whole shtick thing the whole time. And they're like, oh, who are you? Can you? And he was like, I'm Bond, James Bond. And they're like, oh, would you like a root beer?
Oh, that would be
yes,
so annoying.
Shake it, not stirred. And then you're like,
don't shake my root beer.
Yeah. And it's just like a bunch. It's all it is all of James Bond's catchphrases said by this guy in what I assume sounds like Daniel Craig, kind of.
They don't say
he says he does speak like Daniel Craig. Yeah, see,
what if what
you
pay
for Daniel Craig impression
is he shows up at the party and you get to punch him in the face because you can't watch the real Daniel Craig? Like, we don't know what he's actually getting paid to do. Like,
yeah. Do you want to punch Daniel Craig?
No, but okay, what if that's like the whole thing?
Here we go. Would you rather have this guy at your next birthday or a clown?
Or Sasquatch.
A clown, 100%.
Right, Daniel Craig, Sasquatch, clown.
No, I'm all in on a clown over this guy. I want this guy to dress up as a clown.
This guy could be a clown in Ireland. Yeah, travel very far.
Yeah, he needs jobs now.
Yeah.
I'd go Sasquatch, Daniel Craig, clown.
Wow, you're putting clown on the bottom.
Bottom.
I think I'd put this guy at the top if I wasn't in charge of paying for any of it, because I just want to see, like, I'm curious to see how awesome this guy is as I really want him to just be like Bond, James Bond in every conversation, and you're just like, stop, bro.
Yeah. And he has a best friend who's also a lookalike from this article.
I love that it talks about his best friend.
Yeah, any article talks about who he hangs out with
and who's his best friend.
Okay, his best friend is another British celebrity. I believe he's British. Yeah. Okay.
Young or old?
Older.
Older. Elton John.
Oh, yeah. That is a good guess.
Yes.
Jagger.
Think reality TV meanies.
Janice. What's her face?
It's a man.
Oh, I know. It's Simon Cowell.
No, that's good. That's the other one. Not Simon Cowell.
That guy's name?
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay. I was going to say there's the other British guy who had a talk show for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gordon yeah. Ramsay. Not Piers Morgan.
Yeah. Yeah. Piers Morgan.
Yeah. So, but his friend, he says it's hard for his friend because Steve Wright says he's recognized while working his day job. He said, when I'm at my day job as a photographer, sometimes people come up and say I look a little bit like Daniel Craig, but it's much more obvious when I dress up. I work with a Gordon Ramsay lookalike. He's the spitting image. He's always getting attention. I like that I'm undercover because I couldn't handle it 24/7.
Okay, well, glad you keep your day job, bud.
That's someone wishes it was happening 24/7. That's exactly what they would say.
Yeah, exactly. Someone who wishes that it's all they had would say exactly that. Mm-hmm. I sometimes get recognized as Tyson from Survivor.
Yes.
And I love
it. Are you disappointed?
You love it.
Yeah. So we got... I met a lookalike once. That's where I was going with this.
Yes. Who?
Well, I was at breakfast at a hotel and I look over and this old gentleman is staring at me. And so in my mind, I'm like, oh, he most certainly probably recognizes me from Survivor. I'm looking at him and he looks like 85% to 90% like the Kenny Rogers that I think in my head what Kenny Rogers actually looks like. So I'm looking at him like, is that Kenny Rogers? And he's looking at me and we're looking at each other forever. And finally he comes up. He's like, you have two beautiful daughters, or you have a beautiful daughter. I think we only had Bergen at the time. He's like, you look familiar. I was like, oh, I was on Survivor. He's like, yes, that's it. And I was like, you look like Kenny Rogers. He's like, I'm a Kenny Rogers lookalike. And he gave me his card. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
a gambler,
you know, what would be cool if you were the person, but you got work as a lookalike, kind of like a punk situation. So
yeah,
but that's a new TV show, dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I feel like they did that on CBS. I feel like they had a show like I think it was called like I Get That a Lot, where they put like famous people.
Yeah,
like,
Probst
like,
was
yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Probst
did it. Yeah.
But I think
too obvious.
No, what you do is, no, I think it will work, but you work parties like this. So you don't go work out in the real world.
Yes.
You get hired as a lookalike. So then you show up and people are like, yeah. So who are you? And you're like, oh, I look like Vince Vaughn.
Well, like, I watched a TikTok video the other day that they said they were saying all these fun facts, and they said that Dolly Parton once entered a Dolly Parton lookalike contest and came in second place.
I don't know if that's true, but that's hilarious.
I want to believe that story. Mm-hmm. I want to believe the story.
So also, Danny, when you get hired out as a lookalike for yourself, you actually get paid less than just going as yourself.
Yeah, but it's more freeing.
Yeah, that's true, because you don't want that pressure 24/7, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could go out there and act like a real a-hole and say whatever you want. Like, boy, that Tyson Apostle lookalike was a real jerk.
It was not
the real Tyson would never be like this. See, the real Tyson.
So do you think I just have all of this bottled up that I want to go out and just, like, be a jerk at a party?
Yeah, and then you can call up after and it's be like, hey, this is Tyson. I heard that my good name was sullied with an imposter at your party.
The Kenny Rogers lookalike guy apparently talked to Kenny Rogers all the time.
That would be weird to talk to all of your doppelgangers. Remember, we used to talk a lot about doppelgangers. It would be weird to talk to the person who looks like you. And by the way, that Dolly Parton story, highly reported. So I kind of want to say that it's true.
Wow. So
I heard it on the talk, Danny.
Yeah, on the talk.
So it must be.
He said that when Kenny Rogers first got his first round of whatever plastic surgery that made him look real bad, like real stretched out, they were having a conversation and he was like, I look totally different now that I got this surgery. Are you going to do surgery on your face like I did, like kind of like, and he's like, I'm not. And he's like, yeah, I wouldn't. So he kind of was like, and I was like, that's a weird conversation to have.
That is a weird conversation. Yeah. I lost a finger. You want to keep doing this? You need to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm really the Kenny Rogers of an era.
That's exactly what the lookalike was. He's like, I'm not trying to be you every time. I'm trying to be like the most Kenny Rogers, whatever the image of Kenny Rogers is in people's minds, that's who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. It must be tough if you're an Elvis impersonator, because I feel like that, you know, there's either like the young Elvis or like 70s Elvis. And I feel like at some point you have to make the transition.
Oh, yeah. But that's a longevity to
part
your
of the
career,
fun,
though.
Too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just go to an all bacon diet.
Yeah. At some point.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about a story that came out about they did some research on what was the most searched phrase or word on Google. Of course, people are Googling all the time. And you got to think that this would probably be something very insightful into humanity of the number one most searched thing on Google. Like, what is the human condition looking
What is
for?
The point of life?
Yes.
How did I get here? Where am I going?
Yes. Tyson, do you know? Do you know what it is?
No.
Do you have a guess?
How do you say where is the bathroom in?
I'm going to look this up.
It's one word.
It's one word?
Yeah, one word.
Slaps. Yeet.
No, yeet got added to the dictionary this week.
Yeet did?
Yeah.
Wow. Danny's looking it is? Up.
You know what it is?
I'm looking it up. I'm just backing this up because I have a hard time believing that this word is the most searched word.
According to this story, that the most searched word on Google is
Bing. What?
Bing.
Bing?
Yeah.
Like, is that for Bing? This year?
Mm-hmm. Like the Bing search engine?
Yeah.
So people are searching Bing on Google to then drive them to Microsoft Bing, which is the impersonation of Google.
Yes.
I'm looking at a list and Bing doesn't even show up.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have it backwards. I have it backwards. That I've
the number one search.
The most commonly searched thing on Bing is Google.
Google.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That makes more sense.
That makes more sense. I apologize to the listeners of that. I reported the news incorrectly.
Yeah. That's really great. So when you're on Bing, you're like, how do I get off?
Because it didn't make any sense. Like, who's looking for Bing?
Yeah, that's what I was. I was like, this is big Microsoft, obviously.
Yeah. Sorry, Google.
Yeah. Sorry, Google, that we slighted
you. The number one thing on Bing is Google.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now this story all makes sense to me because before none of it made sense.
Yes. Sorry about that. I thought it was a little bit more salacious that people were looking for Bing.
That would be weird. That's what
who are these people?
I looked on my phone.
That would have blown my mind.
So strange.
Mm-hmm. And, what Bill Gates just has like a warehouse full of people constantly refreshing
computers,
Google, and then searching Bing just like nonstop so that they can be that.
Office buildings in the Philippines filled with people just trying to alter the
Googling Bing.
Google.
Yeah.
Googling Bing.
I apologize about that. I try to get this stuff right. So Tyson, you did guess yeet. So it was a big week for yeet because dictionary.com added 300 words to their service. One of them was indeed yeet.
What
and what's
does that
the
mean?
Official definition?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find the...
Go to Bing, then search Google. Then from there, search dictionary.com. Then from there, search yeet.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Dictionary.com, yeet. It's an interjection, an exclamation of enthusiasm, approval, triumph, pleasure, and joy. If we're lucky, all of Wisconsin will be yelling yeet when the Packers make a second trip to Tampa this year.
Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I would never
also
yell yeet.
That's the first definition.
I mean,
that's a noun. Yeah.
Okay.
Or an interjection. There's also a verb which is used to hurl or move forcefully. Somebody just yeeted a bottle of water into the crowd.
I'd use it that way, but I'm not going to say yeet like I'm some kind of like mountain rodent. They make weird sounds. I swear they make a sound kind of like that. Yeet.
A pika.
Yeet. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a pika or a marmot. But the other thing, I'm yeeting this phone across the room. I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeet dog is a potential nickname for Danny.
Oh, because he'd
dog.
Be eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Because I yeet all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also, Zaddy got added to the dictionary.com.
Our friend Bryce likes to use Zaddy.
Yes.
What is that?
What's the definition of Zaddy?
Let me see. Let me see if I can look up. Zaddy is an attractive man who is also stylish, charming, and self-confident.
That's
both
me.
Actors are the perfect hybrid of the two most holy things in the world, Daddy and Zaddy.
This sucks. I have a poor grasp of the English language as it is, as it was 10 years ago, and it's slowly slipping away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of these words will never get used. They'll just end up being game pieces in Balderdash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys said the second word, you knew someone who used that.
Yeah.
Zaddy.
Yeah. We have a friend. We have a friend named Bryce who makes a Zaddy calendar.
Yeah, I was in it once.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in it too, Rob?
The 2022 edition, Tyson. Stay
coming
tuned
up
for October 2022.
Yeah, boy.
1 year from now.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It was a lifelong goal.
Good.
Got glad there.
Is it a nude calendar?
No.
I mean, no, partially. There's no...
You were covered by the microphone.
Yeah, PG-13.
He has his face covered, so you can't tell if it's really his genitals or something.
Yeah, yeah. So, also, the word oof was added to dictionary.com, which is an exclamation used to sympathize with someone else's pain or dismay and to express one's own.
That makes sense. That's a good word.
Yes. Tyson, could you use all three of the new words in a sentence?
Yeah, I can. Oof, that zaddy calendar has me yeetin.
You're exclaiming with joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Or somebody just yeeted the zaddy calendar at me. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's kind of what I was thinking, but I couldn't even put it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or oof, that zaddy got me yeetin. Maybe
any combination would work.
Any combination. They all work. It's like swear words, but I'm probably saying them all wrong. Mm-hmm. And so people who have these words already in their vernacular are listening to me being like, cringy. You got it wrong. Like when you put the F word in the wrong part of the sentence, even though it does make sense, it doesn't really. Mm-hmm. Why don't you give it a go?
Okay.
Rob.
Oof. Did you see what Kenny Rogers just did to his face? He used to be such a zaddy that I would yeet every time I heard The Gambler.
Doesn't sound good.
Rob?
No?
Rob, I loved it. Okay, Danny, your turn.
No, I can't compete with that. All right. Well, I can't even remember the one that starts with a Z. Every time you guys have done it, I'm like, zaddy.
It's like daddy with a Z.
No, it doesn't come naturally.
Refer to yourself as a zaddy. Yeah, no, it doesn't come naturally to me either. Only Rob can slip straight into new words.
I've talked about it so much seamlessly. With Bryce.
Rob is exactly. Zaddy's too new. Master I've never words. Even heard zaddy until 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, look, we'll give you some time to process it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof, I'm a zaddy.
Yeah, you wouldn't say oof.
Oh. Yeah, you wouldn't say that.
You say yeet. I'm a zaddy.
Yeet. I'm a zaddy. And then you say oof.
Oof. It must be so awkward not to be one. Okay. Let's see. I feel like Tyson is probably a better judge of fine dining.
Sure.
Tyson.
Yeah.
If you were in Detroit, Michigan for a pickleball convention.
Okay.
Would you consider eating dinner at M&M's brand new restaurant?
Let's hear more about it.
Yeah. Are there any gold items? I only eat at restaurants with gold items.
The M&M's new restaurant is called Mom's Spaghetti.
Not what I expected.
Yeah.
Mom's Spaghetti.
I don't love spaghetti enough.
Do you know what that's a reference to?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah. It's the song Lose Yourself.
Oh, Eminem.
Yes.
Eminem the candy. Eminem the rapper.
Eminem the rapper.
8 Mile.
Okay. 8 Mile. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now
I never saw that movie.
Danny, did you imagine Eminem the rapper, or were you thinking the candy?
I saw the headline, so I knew it wasn't Eminem the... I mean, I could see a can that happening, Eminem opening a restaurant, but this is Eminem.
When you said M&M restaurant, I literally was like,
Marshall Mathers, Slim Shady.
All chocolate. Yeah. Okay. Now that makes sense.
Sick of Slim Shady. So,
I would go there if the reviews are good.
Yeah. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Oh. Doesn't he rhyme spaghetti with spaghetti?
He rhymes spaghetti with already.
Oh.
Or heavy. I'm not sure.
Spaghetti.
Maybe both.
I would look at the ratings. If they were high, then I would definitely.
We probably can look up the Google rating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's go on Yelp.
I'll go on Yelp.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll go on
M&M
Google.
Surprised the patrons of Mom's Spaghetti by being there to take the orders on the first night.
He did?
Yeah. He posted for pictures.
Wow.
Yeah. You can get Mom's Spaghetti.
Oh, 4.8 stars.
Yeah, for $19 or Spaghetti Sandwich for $15.
Oh my gosh, that sandwich looks good. That's because I'm super hungry, but I'd eat there. Mm-hmm. I like this. This looks good. You're mm-hmm. into some spaghetti. You're like mm-hmm. spaghetti in a Chinese, those like the Chinese takeout cup container thing.
Yeah, is it his mom's recipe? I feel like that famously he doesn't have a great relationship with his mom.
Well, it makes all the more sense that he stole it from her. And she was like, I never want to share the secret of my spaghetti recipe. And he's like, I'm going to sell this. You owe me this, that, mom.
And it's in downtown Detroit.
Detroit. That's where it's from. Yeah.
It only got 3 stars on Yelp.
4.8 on Google.
Well, let me see if I can see some reviews. There's only five reviews total. Here we go. Look, if you had mom's spaghetti, would you capture it or just let it slip? Yo. He goes into all of it. And this is Gregory R. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see. Here's another one.
I would write some feedback to Eminem. Dear Slim, I tried your new restaurant, but you still ain't calling. I left you my cell, my phone, my pager at the bottom. I sent you 2 reviews back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Anyway, yeah.
If you read the reviews, people only wrote the review so they could quote lyrics from Eminem songs. Like all these reviews just have snippets.
Oh, so these are the negative. So one of them just says can't give 0 stars. Horrible. And then the other one
was that from his ex-wife, Kim?
No, Conrad.
Okay.
And then this other one just says that they couldn't get in because the hours were wrong, so they gave him a bad review. There's only 5 reviews on Yelp.
Food amazing. I was nervous, but on the surface I looked calm and ready to drop bombs, but I kept on forgetting what I wrote down. Like seriously, every other review is someone writing this lyrics to one of the songs. It's
hilarious, yeah.
I'm beginning to feel like it's probably okay food, but the fact that Eminem opened it is really making a big difference. It's getting a boost from Eminem.
It's a grab and go pasta place. So you just like go get a and then take off. It was spaghettis and meatballs. The pasta, I love the pasta. And overall, I would rate the sauce a 5 out of 10. That's not good.
I went and grabbed some spaghetti. It was delicious. Sadly, I later vomited on my sweater. It wasn't
already? Food.
I was really nervous for this gig I got.
Okay.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to the bolt hole?
I don't have a bolt hole.
Oh! Guys,
because I've just been too busy. Oof! I just, I can't remember the words. What's the other one?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I have a spell here. Let me bring you to a special bolt hole. Okay. This is good. Okay, here we go. Special edition of the bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes. Okay. This is a perfect week because we have some special reporting from one of our listeners that we want to share with you here on
News AF because let me see if I can actually bring this up and share the video here with you that one of our intrepid listeners, Ryan, found a real life survey person in the wild and interviewed them for News AF exclusive. Okay.
How do you find a survey? Is there some way to recognize a person?
So I think you'll see in this video that yes, there is.
They have an eager look on their face, ready to engage.
I mean, their wardrobe combined with the way they hold themselves, maintain their hygiene.
Okay, let's watch it. Let's watch it.
Okay. So Ryan, I guess, has a friend who is a survey person and was able to speak with him about the life of a survey person and what and how he got involved. And so let's check out this video clip. Hold on. Here, let me just go ahead and bring it up for you on the screen. And so here we go. All right. Let's check out News AF listener Ryan, a.k.a. Token Cheens Ryan, for speaking with his friend, the survey person. Okay, here we go.
The surveys work.
God, you're videoing and doing that.
Yeah, how do surveys work, though? You're a survey person.
I don't know. You just go online and you answer a bunch of personality questions and then they match you with awesome surveys to take that you make a ton of money on.
Okay, but do you? But they reset the survey. So, like, if you do a certain amount, though, that they all go away at some point because everyone tries to fill them out, right?
That's true. Most of them do have a cap on the amount of participants they need and shit. But some of them are really freaking weird, dude. Like, some of them they have that you have to use of the webcam, and they literally track, like, your eye movements and shit. It's like,
oh my gosh.
All right, so, Danny, what do you make of this, the average survey person?
Does he look like a survey person?
Well, he's vaping. That part matches. The other thing, I would expect a survey of people to be slightly older. He seems kind of young. It's like he's given up already and become a survey.
Also, how much has he made? He said you make a lot of money.
He said you make a lot of money. That will come up later on in the video, how much money you make. Tyson, did you know that they make you have a webcam on when you do your surveys?
That's crazy. That makes sense. Said some. Does it, Danny?
Yeah, because you want to know that. They want to know you're engaged with the survey. They want to know you're not taking enough. Remember how we had the idea of multiple computers and surveys at the same time? Got to protect yourself.
Yeah, they got to make sure it's not like a chimpanzee just like mashing keys also.
Okay, cool. Okay.
All right. Let's get a little bit more into the life of the survey person.
Track like your eye movements and shit. It's like,
oh my gosh. Weird, so being a survey person can be very invasive then.
Kind of, yeah, some of them. Some of them have kind of sketched me out. There's a few of them that they have to, like...
There's a few that sketch him out.
Yeah.
I'm interested in hearing what he says.
Kind of sketched me out. There's a few of them that they have to, like, literally, like, film your reaction to it and shit. And I was like, all right, I can't do this shit. That's
weird. What's the longest survey you've ever filled out?
About an hour.
And did it give you like $5 only?
More than that, even actually. I think one of them paid about like $10 for an hour. That's not terrible.
It's not.
Okay. $10 an hour for an hour long survey. I don't know.
From the comfort of your home, in your pajamas.
But they're tracking your eye movements. What are you like? I got to stare at the screen for $10. I mean, I guess if you have multiple.
If you have multiple computers and you only need one camera, then it should be fine.
Yeah.
They just want to know where you're looking when they flash this picture of the naked guy on the
computer. Guess so. Like it's not nothing, but it's also not like, oh my God, like you wouldn't believe the money in doing surveys.
That's probably better than a McDonald's will pay you in some states.
Maybe.
I don't think so. I think minimum wage is above $10 every single
I'm sure there's some places
I don't
where
think
it's,
so.
Yeah. That's not
Utah
nationwide.
Is like $70. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is fascinating. Is this it? Is this all?
No, a little bit more here.
$10 for an hour. That's not terrible.
It's not terrible at all. Well, you heard it here, folks, from a survey person.
Prolific CEO. That's what it is.
Okay. There you go.
Great interview. I like how he hit all the points that I would like to know.
Yeah,
how
much I would have liked to know all that stuff too.
What kind of surveys do you take? And now we know when we say 2,000 people were surveyed. Now I have a face that I can put on that survey.
That is going to be the face of all surveys.
And here's the crazy thing. political policy, corporate policy, these things are being shaped around these types of individuals. That these people, these 10 people, they're the ones creating the policy that the rest of us Americans have to live by.
72% of all people think M&M should open up a takeout spaghetti restaurant. Oh, okay.
That's exactly. I think that's a higher number. If you're taking that guy as the sample of survey people, it's 100% think M&M should open. He's sitting there vaping. He's definitely going to eat some spaghetti and spill it on himself.
And yeah, and vomit on his sweater already.
Yeah. So yeah, this guy's awesome. Okay. Ryan, thank you so much for
thank
doing
great
work for us.
Yeah,
it was really amazing. Yes.
And please keep the investigative reports coming. I like that this is sort of like 60 minutes now, Tyson, where
I love that.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear from a clown, a professional clown, if you see one. I'd also like to hear from a Florida man.
Yeah, please. If you know people that are that could speak to some of these subjects, please like conduct the interview and post it in our Facebook group.
Yeah. And remember just to ask all the important questions like Ryan did. That was incredible.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great stuff. Danny, what's coming up for you?
Now I'm no longer on solo vacation and I have to pick up my wife from the airport tomorrow and then probably yell and argue with each other as we drive around Europe.
Probably won't be thinking
exciting
you're
week.
Such a zaddy if you're in an argument
or hauling the wife around. But yeah, that's what I'll be doing. I'll be hitting
light
up
a few pumpkin spice candles before she gets there, Danny.
Yeah.
I don't, it might smell bad in here. I wouldn't know.
It probably does.
It probably does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't smell as bad as that hut, though. That will live on in my memory forever. It'll
but
probably
Liz
be the last
won't
thing
be
I
comparing
smell
the hut. Liz will be going straight to there and be like, it smells like when I met you, Danny. This house smells like when the house you lived in.
It's the smell of sadness.
Mm-hmm. Loneliness and like
loneliness.
Stench of someone not trying to win over a mate.
Well, 16 people playing Xbox until 2 in the morning.
True.
That's what I smelled like. So
and half drinking cans of Pepsi littering the entire apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Man, Danny was a party animal.
The glory days.
Then. Yeah, the glory days.
That guy can eat like no other.
Dude, no other.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so cool. Right.
Danny, anything else you want to tell people to check out?
No.
Mediocre Amateur on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, that always, but I'll keep trying to crank stuff out. Eat all over the internet.
Keep going.
Sure.
All right.
Crank it.
Tyson, what's coming up for you?
Well, I'm leaving for Disney tomorrow. We'll be in the park on Tuesday. So if you're
I'm going to Disney World.
Land. Yeah. I'm going to Disneyland. Taking the girls. If you're there on Tuesday and have any VIP access, feel free to approach me. I'm pretty amicable. You should be fine approaching me either way. And then what else do I have going on? I mean, by the time people listen to this, I will have already come and gone from Disney, probably, right? If we're putting it out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then I have my Survivor podcast on The Ringer. And then I have my Pickle Pod podcast.
Yes.
The next day, dude, I do a trifecta. I'm almost
you're turning into Rob.
Dude, I do 3 hours of podcasting.
Why do you say like it's a bad thing?
It's not.
It's not Rob a bad thing. Just
has capitalized
changing
more on podcasting than us three combined, excluding Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I'll be back in town and that's it. Just pickleballing. Disney podcasting. How about you, Rob? Now that Big Brother is over.
Big Brother is over. So we're all into Survivor, but I just launched a brand new podcast.
Ooh. Whoa.
You tell.
It's called Nothing But Netflix, where each week I'm going to take a look at what's hot, what's in the Netflix top 10 every single week. They always have new stuff coming out. So whatever is on
Squid
Netflix.
Games.
Squid Game. Have
That's
you been
what
watching
everybody's
it?
Saying, I haven't looked at it yet. I'm just
about
to look
thing
at it. Yeah, you
Danny
loved it?
What?
Did you love it?
You know what? I did. Like,
how many episodes are there? Eight?
And nine, right?
Well, nine?
I'm here by myself. I had nothing else to do between the hours of 8.
Is it scary? Did it freak you out, Danny?
No.
My only worry was It was going to end up violent. Like one of those foreign films where everyone dies, nothing's left.
All right, well, don't talk about the ending. Yeah.
Okay. Here's my favorite part of the movie so far.
Wait, can you talk about it?
I haven't seen it yet.
In broad terms.
Okay.
When the American guys come in to watch the Squid Games, and they're all
spoiler.
Like, they're all caricatures of Americans. What they yeah. think of what Koreans yeah. probably think Americans mm-hmm. are. And it is crazy. Mm. The amount of 69 jokes that these Americans tell to each mm-hmm. other in like a span
it sounds
of like,
on point so far,
like a span of like 10 minutes mm-hmm. is crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, really cool.
All right. Well, great job, everybody. We'll be back in 1 week's time to bring you more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.